The Ontario Senior Games will be making their way to the city of Brantford and the Brant County area on August 9th to the 11th. And before the games get underway, they'll be officially started when Doris Henhock begins all the festivities when she lights the cauldron to officially open the Brantford and County of Brant 2023 Ontario 55 Plus Summer Games. And here to talk to me about being the torchbearer for the games and just the games in general is none other than Doris Henhock herself. So thank you very much for joining me this morning, Doris.
Oh, you're welcome. It's kind of fun.
I wanted to start by asking what it means to you to be recognized by the games and to have the opportunity to begin everything on August 9th when you get to light the game's cauldron.
It's a very moving situation. I didn't expect anything like that at all. I've been involved with the senior games for a long while, but you know, you just don't expect stuff like that to happen. And it's just, I think the enormity of it hasn't really sunk in yet, but it's getting there, and I'm really excited about having to do this.
And you talked about your involvement with the games, and from what I've read, you're actually a pretty decorated athlete when it comes to the 55 plus games. You've medaled in prediction skating as well as taking home the gold medal for the Canadian Senior Games for golf. So can you just talk about your experience with the games and what that's been like over the years of participating in these?
Well, it's been a lot of fun. I guess that's basically the main reason. And I've made a lot of new friends all across Ontario. I still keep in contact by email and such with some of the skaters and some of the golfers. And so that's been really kind of fun. Going, I think, and playing in other provinces and playing in the Canada Games was most exciting. But not as exciting as being the torchbearer for our games here in Brantford and Brant County. I think I retired from teaching in 95, and in 97, a young lady came and asked me if I would consider sitting on the committee for the District 25 Senior Games. District 25 is Brant, Haldimand, Norfolk, and part of the Ontario Senior Games Association. We have 36, I think, active districts this year, and we had up to 39, but a couple of them have folded because of lack of interest and lack of leadership, I guess is one way to put it. It took a little while for less, you know, like maybe a year or a couple of years for me to really understand what was going on because no one took time to exactly explain everything. But after I started being active on the committee, it was really fun. And so we as a committee decided that we would make sure that when we have new people come on, that we would explain everything to them and give them a list of how the games work. And I was part of that committee, and so that was a lot of fun because I had one lady who helped me out when I was first starting, and mind you, she's 102 or 103 now, and she still lives alone and does all kinds of things, and her mind is as clear can be, and we talk the odd time on the phone, and I think making that sort of lasting kind of friendship is the most important thing and the most fun.
Definitely. And obviously the games promote healthy and active lifestyles.
Yes.
Can you talk about the importance of that and how the games can allow for people to participate in those kinds of activities?
I think not everyone takes being activity, physically active, as something that's really important. And I think when we do have the games, that is emphasized a lot. And I've had people who tell me that if it weren't for the games, they wouldn't go walking every day, or they wouldn't take yoga or something like that. But, and, you know, they'd sit around and play cards where it's not quite as active, but they've become more active in some of the active activities that we have. Walking especially, cycling has grown a little bit, and although since COVID has kind of died, we used to have a lot of swimmers, but I think that is dying too. I'm not really sure why that has happened, but we do have some people who have changed their lives, I think is the way to put it, because they've become more active and gotten out and met new people and made new friends.
And I know that besides all the different events that everybody is able to participate in, there's going to be a few extracurricular activities for all the athletes to get involved in. I believe it's on the second night. The games will be giving all the participants the opportunity to get together with all the different athletes taking part in the games. Can you just talk about that and what it's like to be out there having a good time with all everybody participating and the kind of atmosphere everyone is going to be able to experience with that?
I'm looking forward to that, but I hadn't really gotten all the I don't have all of the details on that.
Okay.
So I'm not really sure what's happening. I just know we're having a special night, like, well, we usually do, but usually just go to dinner or something like that, and if you feel like it afterwards, you go to the casino or you do some other activity or you meet some of your of the other athletes and you talk about things. But we haven't actually been able to take part. Now, that's sort of news to me, and I think that's going to be fun.
And just lastly, before I get you out of here, can you tell me what you're personally looking forward to the most when the games officially kick off on August 9th?
I think carrying the torch and lighting the cauldron will be topmost, but then I also look forward to golfing.
That's awesome. And Doris, thank you very much for doing this. And best of luck to you with all your events later on this summer and all the other athletes taking part in the Ontario 55 Plus games that are coming to Brantford and Brant County on August 9th to the 11th.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.